Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. Oh, man, that. You know she's waiting. Yep, anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She had her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they are spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier. To say, you won't regret it, no, no. Some girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness, yeah. But it's all so easy. All you gotta do is try.
The number of my family 929-7-9-4-7-7-5. So your privilege is turning to the son, the hostess, the mostest, goddess, mother, in the building.
Peace, peace, family. thank you so much for having me on. I definitely am excited to talk about life insurance as always. It's one of my favorite things to talk about since being in this industry. And tonight I'm going to talk about children's policies because that is one of the areas that's most overlooked when it comes to when we speak in terms of people having adequate coverage. Our children, unfortunately, a lot of times have no coverage. And so I wanted to talk about that tonight because I want to be able to help people make informed decisions about the best ways to ensure their children. So one of the first things I want to point out when it comes to talking about children's coverage is that the law regulates that children cannot have more coverage than their parents. The only way to get around that is if, say, for example, your child is in the entertainment industry or some kind of child prodigy or something like that, where it would require them to have more coverage than the parents. But outside of that, typical working families, children cannot have more life insurance than the parents. So I just want to put that out there really quick. And now I'm going to start breaking down all the different kind of policies that are available for children out here. Starting off with covering the earliest you can get a child some life insurance is when they hit 14 to 15 days old. Everything is going to be dependent upon the company's stipulations. But my suggestion is always, always, always get kids' policies as quickly as possible. This is important because we are seeing more and more children being diagnosed with illnesses, and it's stopping them from being able to get adequate coverage. And I'm going to, you know, talk about some of the different coverage options available. But like I said, I really want to point out that the sooner you put a policy on your child, that means you can get them the best possible policy with sufficient amount of coverage that can do a lot for their future. So, and I cannot stress that point enough that people need to put policies on their children or grandchildren as quickly as possible before they start getting diagnosed with some of these illnesses and ailments that are out here. The number one company that people tend to think of when it comes to talking about children's life insurance is Gerber. You know, Gerber has done a phenomenal job of branding themselves as a company for not only children's food, baby food, but also life insurance. And a lot of our grandparents, you know, those are the policies that our grandparents got on us because it was like a dollar a month. So, you know, if you're on a limited income, but you do want to make sure that you put some coverage on your child, you want them to have a standalone policy so that in the event that anything happens, they always have at least this one policy. You know, Gerber and Mutual of Omaha have some of the least expensive coverage policies for children out there. And they're not going to earn a lot of cash value. You know, that's one of the things that people seem to think of when it comes to these children's policies is, oh, this is going to earn some cash value that they can cash in on later. And like I said, these Gerber and Mutual of Omaha policies, they're great to have the coverage in place for kids, but they do not accumulate a lot of cash value. So, and I'll give you an example. If you took out a policy on a one-month-old right now and you did, say, $25,000 in coverage for them, you're only going to be paying about less than $10 a month. So that cash accumulation is based off of what you're paying each month. So if you're only paying less than $10 a month, or let's just say $10 a month, that's just $120 a year. So there's no significant cash value that's going to come from that. So by the time they're maybe, I say, 45, 50 years old, that cash accumulation from that policy is only going to be like $5,000. So if you're looking for a policy that's going to help fund your child's future or even college, Gerber does have some policies that help fund with college, and even those policies, they do earn some cash value, but there are still better companies with better policies to really help fund your child's future. So you want to weigh your options and look at, like I said, you want to look at everything that you have in place. What can you afford to spend without it breaking the bank, without you missing it? What are your true goals for putting a policy in place for your child? Is it just to have a policy in place so that they always have this one policy? Or is it to help fund their future, pay for college, help them with whatever life throws at them later on? If they want to become an entrepreneur and need seed money, if they want to put a deposit on a house, or if they want to fund their own retirement, there are different options available for your children to do that. So your regular whole life policies that, like I said, don't earn a significant amount of cash value would be your companies like Gerber and Mutual of Omaha. Now you want to look at companies that actually do earn a little bit more cash value and are more sufficient for your child's needs, that offer a regular whole life policy. Those are definitely like not a specific, like the Gerber policy and the Mutual of Omaha are specifically titled children's whole life. So if you get them just a regular whole life, anybody can get a regular whole life policy. Same thing, ages 14 to 15 days old, up to maybe 70, 75 years old, depending on the company. Anybody can get that whole life policy. And a traditional regular whole life policy is going to earn a lot more cash value than a specific child's whole life policy. And a whole life policy can be paid up in 20 years and nobody has to pay on it again. So that's a great option, too, for parents who want to make sure that their child has at least one policy in place and they don't want to be paying on it forever. They can get a 20-pay whole life policy and have that policy paid up for their child in 20 years, and no more payments are due, and they keep this coverage for life. And that's something that's actually also applicable for us adults, depending on our age. We can get a 10-pay or a 20-pay whole life policy, pay that bad boy up, and not have to worry about paying any more premiums for the rest of our life and keep coverage for the rest of our life. Like I said, this is awesome for children. You know, if you just want to put something in place for them that's going to earn a little bit more cash value and that's going to ensure that they have a policy for the rest of their life, if they don't ever decide to get one on their own, this is a great way to go. And like I said, you want to look at companies that carry just regular whole life policies, because generally speaking, anybody can get one of those. And you have the option to pay it up in, like I said, for children, it's a 20-pay. For us adults, it can be a 10-pay, 20-pay, or you pay on it for the rest of your life. Of course, if you opt to pay for it for the rest of your life, it's going to be, you know, a lot less expensive than paying it up in 20 years. But, you know, you do whatever you can afford to do because you have that option. So now you have universal life policies. And those universal life policies, again, these are good for people of any ages, but we're talking about children today. So you can get your child a universal life policy. And the different kinds of those are smart universal life, index universal life, and variable universal life. All of these earn significant amounts of cash value. And these policies cover your children to age 100 or 120, depending on the company. They earn significant cash value. The differences between them is that the premium is a little bit more flexible than your whole life policy. Smart Universal Life does not earn as much cash value as the indexed or variable Universal Life, but it is still a great way to earn some cash value for your children. Your indexed and variable universal life earn significant amounts of cash value. The variable universal life is actually tied to the stock market, so you have the potential to lose money with that one as well. So that's your choice. If you don't mind losing any money, then you can start a variable universal life on your child, or you can go with the Index Universal Life that does not lose any cash value whatsoever. You never have to worry about losing any money. You just participate in the game. And again, these policies can be used to earn significant amounts of cash for children to help pay for college tuition, help them start a business, help them buy a car, help them put a down payment on a house, help fund their retirement. It can do a myriad of things. It just has to be properly set up to do that. And, working with an agent like myself, we work hand in hand with these companies to make sure that these policies are structured in the exact way that you want it to be structured for your child. And the best part about these policies is if you're doing this for your child and you start this as early as you can for them, by the time they become an adult, whatever cash has accumulated in there, you can take that cash out and that policy will still stay active and transfer the payment option, the payments over to your child, because like I said, by then they're financially responsible. They can take over that policy, still maintain the policy. It's still going to recoup money. It's still going to earn cash value and they still get to keep it for the rest of their life. But you can take all the cash that accumulated out of there while you were paying the premiums, and you can go do whatever you want to do with that money. So that is also an option. I don't know about y'all, but I kind of like that idea for parents being able to, if they choose to, take that cash out of there and go do whatever they want to do with it, and their children are now financially responsible enough to pay the payment every month and still fund their own future, and they never have to worry about life insurance again. So that's another option that is available for children. Now let's talk about kids who may have been diagnosed with something like childhood diabetes, childhood cancer, autism, sickle cell, multiple sclerosis, and, you know, just the major illnesses and diseases that we see people or see, you know, children out here battling with, that is actually going to limit what's available to them as far as coverage is concerned. There are some companies out here that will offer them a final expense policy, and that limits the amount of coverage that you can put on your child. So the max is going to be probably about $35,000 to $50,000, and that is something, again, that it's a whole life policy. They can keep it for the rest of their life, but they're not really going to be able to leave any amount of cash behind unless they get cremated and have a small memorial or something like that. So if you have a child that's diagnosed with a major illness and you're worried about trying to get coverage for them, there still are options available. And again, the questions on the application is going to be very specific, you know, in terms of asking, have they been hospitalized multiple times and things like that. So, you know, there still may be some hope depending on what their illness is. But again, that's why I say it's crucially important to get these policies as early as possible on these children, before they start coming, you know, getting diagnosed with some of this stuff. Because once that happens, it's going to limit what coverage options are available to them. But there is something else that can be done to ensure, like I happen to know, and I'm sure we all do, know a lot of people who have autistic children. Some are severely autistic and some are slightly autistic. The more severely autistic ones, you know, these are the parents who have that worry of who's going to take care of them when I'm not here. How are they going to, you know, live, how are they going to support themselves financially? And especially if the parent doesn't have significant life insurance. So there is another option available, and that's an annuity. You can get a child an annuity, and the minimum payment for that, though, is $100 a month. But that can be done to set them up so when they hit retirement age, they are collecting an income and it can go to help if they're living in an assisted living facility or something like that. You know, that money is there that can help support them. So annuities can also be put on your healthy children as well as an additional option to help fund their retirement. So there's a lot of things that we can do out here for our kids. It's just a matter of being educated about what's available to us, what are the best options going to be. But the most important thing outside of the education piece of this is getting them these policies as early as possible. I can't tell you how many people I come across that have children who have some kind of illness that actually disqualifies them from traditional life insurance. And that, you know, that sucks because if they were educated about life insurance and how early they could get these policies on these kids, some of this stuff could have been preventable. So that's why I'm constantly, you know, talking and posting about making sure we cover the babies as well as our adult selves, because unfortunate as it is, you know, kids pass away from different things out here every single day. Nobody is exempt. So we need to make sure that we are putting policies on our babies as well as ourselves. And again, like I said, this is so important. If you're a parent that has significant disposable income on a monthly basis, making sure you set your children up should be, you know, it's super easy to do. Setting them up with whole life and helping them fund an annuity. Imagine how much better off your children are going to be if they have these cash value policies and annuities in place to help them survive, you know, out here financially. I just put a post up on Facebook yesterday, and it's talking about the median income in Black households, and the median income across the U.S. for Black households is $30,000. That is so far below what it takes to even survive out here. That's below poverty level. You know, granted, some of these big cities are seeing more growth for Black families, and I posted that as well, and I'm looking it up because I have it still on my phone. You know, in some of these major cities, the Black median household is ranging between, let's see, the minimum I see on here is $35,000. And the high end is $75,000. So again, you know, that's just in like a few of the few major cities out here for Black people. But on average, across the entire United States, the median household income for Black families is $30,000. So these are some things that we can do to make sure that we're actually making, you know, setting our children up for their financial future. This is just a small piece of setting them up for their financial future. And again, there's multiple options available to parents, but the key thing is we got to start putting these pieces in play. We got to start utilizing all the tools that are out here available to us so that we can make sure that our kids are just as well off financially as everybody else's children. So there's no reason why we shouldn't have these things in place. But again, it takes us being educated about it and actually putting that knowledge to good use. So did you have any questions for me on anything that I covered?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay. So what about multiple policies? Is that a conflict? Can you have more than one policy? Or how does that work?
You can. It just has to be at a different company. Listen, there's ways to work around everything, but it will have to be at a different company.
Okay. Yeah, that was one of my main questions. So, I mean, you can continue on. And I'm listening, so just want to, you know, get the info like everybody else.
Well, you know, for children's policies, this is pretty much this is the meat and potatoes for children's policies. Like I said, the most important aspect of this is making sure we get policies on our children. We see GoFundMes out here for kids, yeah, too, and it doesn't have to be that way, because the policies are very inexpensive if you're just getting them a flat policy to make sure that they have some coverage in place. I have quite a few friends who have autistic children, and you know, some of them have actually gone ahead and reached out to me to see what we can try to do to make sure that there's money for their kids when they're no longer here. Like I said, putting that annuity in place, it's a game changer for a lot of these people, because that's helping them build up money for their children for them to live off on after they're gone. So it's just it's a lot of things out here that we don't know, but it takes us just sitting down and talking to people and getting this information and starting to put this stuff in place. So what other questions do you have for me?
Now, with these alternative, I don't know if I want to call them alternative, but non-traditional because of pre-existing conditions in regards to insurance for our children specifically, you know, but a lot of these, you know, things that are coming on, like early onset childhood, you know, maladies that are affecting our children, are this still premium coverage, or is it like, you know, you got bad credit, so you go through the bad credit lot and get you a lemon. You see what I'm saying?
It's not necessarily, it's still covered for them. It just limits the amount of coverage you can get on them. And that's why, like I said, as soon as you get their Social Security card, which most parents do within the first 30 days, get you some life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just trying to get a policy on them, like some of these companies don't even require them to have a social. You can just put their date of birth, height, weight, and that's it. But if you're trying to do some of these more advanced, like a whole life policy or your universal life policies or even the annuities, that's going to require a social. Like the Gerber policy and Mutual of Omaha, you don't need the kid's social. You just need their age, weight, height, and their date of birth, and then you can start them a policy, because those are the ones that don't earn significant cash value. So again, doing this stuff as quickly as possible is crucial. And you know, think about this: some of our children end up in juvenile detention center, or they end up, going to prison at 18, or, you know, there's a lot of things that happen that also stops them from being able to get policies adequate time. But if we as parents step up and get them a policy while they're, you know, while they're still kids, while they're still healthy, some of these policies will still be in place regardless of what happens to them, regardless if they go and do a bid, regardless of if they get diagnosed with something. They'll already have these policies in place, and we don't have to worry about that. So hopefully this was some good information. You know, like I said, children's policies are pretty simple. It's just, again, a matter of getting educated about it and trying to figure out what is going to be the best route for you. So those are the things that I have as far as children's policies are concerned.
Definitely. Thank you. You know, for coming through and breaking it down. I got some folks listening, so they get an opportunity to revisit it. And if they have any questions for you, I would definitely direct them in your path. So closing remarks, where you can be found, where you can be reached, you know, those things.
Absolutely. So contact information, my phone number is 702-330-5706. Again, that's 702-330-5706. I can help anybody in all 49 states. I say 49 because New York has some really weird insurance laws, so that's not one of the states that I operate within. However, there are some ways for me to maneuver around that. So that's my contact information. Closing remarks would be, we really need to do a better job of educating ourselves about life insurance and figuring out how to make it work for us like the wealthy have been making it work for them for decades now. Like, life insurance is a game changer. It's a financial game changer. So we've got to do better in making sure we policies outside of work in place to make sure that our families are properly covered and taken care of, so we can leave a legacy of wealth behind and stop leaving a legacy of debt. Those are my closing remarks.
Well, definitely thank you. Thank you from the depths of my spirit coming through and giving us another lesson, empowerment, and giving us the tools necessary for us to move and empower and ensure our Black future.
Thank you for having me, and I'm definitely looking forward to next month when we do it all over again.
That's right. Y'all can catch us next month on, let me get to this real quick, on the 19th, March 19th, here, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Awesome.
Time. Right. We out of here, fam. Have a good night.
Peace and blessings.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a darker bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. What 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on a darker bay, wasting time.
Treating me cold, felt a little pain in my heart.